This is episode 2459 of Your Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7 of the series we're exploring this week. If you are just joining us, know that you are in the right place. These episodes don't follow any sequence. Each and every meditation is unique and all its own. Each meditation episode is focused around a theme, and this is a theme we explore in depth throughout the week. So if you've been with us from day 1 of the series, thank you, and I honor you for exploring a happiness project, which is the theme for this week's series. And again, if you're just joining us, you are going to be guided in a meditation that allows you to reflect back over your week. This is one of the most important meditations in the entire series, I feel, because when you allow yourself to evaluate how you responded to stress, and also what went well for you during the week, and what are things you're proud of, and what would you like to improve? These are important questions to reflect on because it provides awareness as to how you manage your stress and to how you live your life. I've heard from many of you throughout this series sharing your happiness project. This is where you are thinking about what you could do every day to make yourself a little happier. We're having a lot of construction going on in our home right now. We're remodeling certain areas. And one thing I notice is that the crew regularly takes small breaks so they can refresh themselves, and they stop what they're doing and they go out and do something that makes them happy. You probably do this yourself, but maybe you don't. So what could you do to make sure you inject happiness throughout your day? I've been sharing with you the happiness project of a fellow meditator in each episode. So I'll share with you from your fellow meditator, Kareem or Karim from Georgia in the United States. He says, "I've been including others in my happiness project. I can't describe how much this has improved how I approach my day. For so long, it seemed like I was having trouble waking up in the morning. With my project to help someone every day, I now wake up eager to start the day." Karim, I really want to thank you for sharing your experience with your happiness project, because that's what it's all about. It's about being excited about life. It's not about doing little things so that you optimize your performance or you do another ritual that makes you feel good. It's about making a difference in the world. And I think you found that secret with your happiness project. Know that if you would like to go a little more deeply into this week's series or any series and have access to over 2,000 guided meditations, I invite you to try out the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for a full week free. And this is where you'll also find a journal with a daily reflection question and a guide with all the techniques and inspirations that guide you more deeply into a series. And I can see where many of you did go much more deeply with this series to experience true joy and happiness in your life. So the Sip and Om app is a way for you to just get a little more deeper with your ritual. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, think of ways you can feel happier when you meditate. this might be a nice time to think of ways to add a little more comfort or add something special or unique to your meditation ritual. Treat yourself. This has been a wonderful series for you. The final episode. Begin to notice where you feel joy most within yourself right now. Name your emotion as always. Honor how you're feeling. Reflect on what brings you happiness outside of you. What in your environment and surroundings helps you to feel happy? Now begin to notice your breath with each inhale of peace and exhale of joy. As you reflect back over your week, think of the times this week when it was a challenge to feel happy. Maybe you felt like you had to rush and fit it in. Maybe you felt you just didn't have time to think about happiness. Maybe you thought it was frivolous. Know that it's okay. And reflect on this week and think of the moments that stand out most when you felt truly happy, when you made time to become happy and you noticed a difference. Think of what you were doing and what prompted you to become happier. Think of the people this week that made you happy, even if it was from a movie or a book you were reading or a show you were watching. Who are the people who influenced your happiness? Beautiful. Now think about your biggest takeaway this week that you'd like to continue as you move forward through your days. As you inject happiness in your life on a regular basis. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, absorbing beautiful sensations of happiness. You are so worth slowing down for.